Alright, so we'll go for Lamed Tesem Beis. So we're holding at the first white line on Lamed Tesem and Aleph. Amr of Chibarashi, pas tsunum of the ka'arim, varkhun la'amotzi. If you have pas tsunum, Rashi says dry bread, like a toast bread, that you put in a plate to soak in, you would still say amotzi. Upligid Rabbi Chia, damar of Chia, tsarech shetichle bracha ima pas. He says that you need shetichle bracha in apas. What does that mean? Says Rashi, sarach shetichle birchas amotzi in prisas aprusam in apas by parus vomehu. That you're supposed to finish the bracha of amotzi as you're cutting the bread. And over here, it's already cut up into small pieces, so it wouldn't be amotzi anymore. So maskev larava maishna tsnuma delo mishum dechi kalya bracha aprusa kakalya al pasnami kika gamra aprusa gamra. Why is it that we said that when you're eating the toast, it's not going to be amotzi, because when you finish the bread, it's just a little piece. So when you're eating bread also, by the time you finish the bracha, it's also just going to be a little piece of bread. Elo amarava mivarech v'achar kach botzea. We got it wrong. It's not that as you finish the bracha, you're finishing slicing. No, you say the bracha and then you slice the bread. Nardoi avdi k'Rabbi Chia, v'rabbanon avdi k'Rava. Nardoi did like Rabbi Chia, where they finished the bracha as they were slicing, as they finished slicing, and the Rabbanon did like Rava, where they said the bracha, then they sliced. Amar Ravina, Amar Li Aim, Avucha Avid Krevichia. That my mother told me that my father did like Krevichia. Dam Krevichia, Tzarech Shetich Lebracha Imapas. Rabban Avdi Kerava, but the Rabban did like Rava. Vehilchasa Kerava. Dam Varech Achar Kach Botzea. We pass on like Rava, you say the Bracha, then you are Botzea. So main point number one, Machlokas went to break bread. We hold after the Bracha, you break the bread. So machlokas, when you break the bread, we hold after you finish the bracha, you break the bread. Itmar, hivil ufneim psisin ushleimin. If they bring in front of you little cut up pieces and also whole loaves, amar avunim varichal psisin upoteres ushleimin. Make the bracha on the little cut up pieces, and that will pater the whole pieces. Rabbi Yochanan amar shleima mitzvah min amuvchar. No, the shleima is the mitzvah min amuvchar. To make a bracha on a whole piece is the mitzvah min amuvchar. Avol prusa shel chitin ushleima min asaorin. Divrei Hakol Varech al prusa shel chitin poter shleima shel asaorin. No, the only shaila that you would have had is, let's say the shleima, the whole loaf that you have, is an inferior grain. It's barley, which is normally animal food. The broken piece that you have is a superior grain. It is wheat. So then you would make a bracha on the wheat bread, even though it's a broken piece. Amar Rabbi Baraba kitanai to machlokes tanaim. Tormin betzel katan shalim avalo chatzi betzel gadol. That you have an option of taking two vegetables for chuma. One of them is a small onion, the other one is a large one, but it's only half of it. So which one do you take? So do you take the small shalim and not the half bigger one? Rabbi Yehuda omer loki ela chatzi betzel gadol. No, you take the half large one. My love, Bahakam Iflugi. Aren't they arguing about this very issue? Demar Sover Chashav Adiv, Demar Sover Shalim Adiv. What's better, the Chashivas, because the larger one is more Chashav, or do you say, no, the Shlemus is the greater concern? Sehecha di Iko Kohen, Kuliam Lopligi, the Chashav Adiv. If the Kohen is right there, so it's not going to be any time delay between your being mafresh the Truma and him getting the Truma to be able to eat, everyone would agree that the chashav is better. Ki pligi deleka kohen. The whole machlokas is only if there is no kohen. Titznan, the Mishnah tells us, kol makom sheish kohen, tori minayafa. Whenever there's a kohen, you always try to take the best item. V'kol makom sheein kohen, tori minamaskayin. If there's no kohen there, so you may be holding on to this truma for a while, then you have to take whatever's going to last the longest. Once you have cut open a vegetable, it's not going to last as long as a vegetable that's still whole. So if there's a kohen in front of you, give him whatever's best. If there's no kohen in front of you and you're just separating truma, then don't then take the vegetable that will last the longest. Why would you separate truma if there's no kohen in front of you? Why? Meaning you're not allowed, but there's no kohen to give it. You're not allowed to eat your food until you take the truma out of it. So even if you can't give it to a kohen, your food is asur, your food is tevel, until you take the truma from it. Rabbi Yehuda omer ein torim ela minayafa. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, always take the best. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Yirei Shemayim Yotzei Yidei Shnehem. Someone's Yirei Shemayim should try to be Yotzei both shitos. Umanu marbrei d'ravina, like marbrei d'ravina used to do. The marbrei d'ravina maniach prusa b'tocha shlema ubotzeya. He would put the broken piece inside the whole piece, and he would break both at the same time. Since it's machlokas, which one to say the bracha on, he would say it on both simultaneously. So main point number two, machlokas, if you make a bracha on half of a good loaf of bread or a whole bad loaf of bread, and the best thing to do is compromise by doing both. Satisfy both opinions. Once we talk about taking a half of a loaf and a whole loaf and making a bracha on both of them together, when do we actually do that during the year?
That's by Motzi Matzah.
By Motzi Matzah. So Tani Tani Kamei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Maniach HaPrusa B'Tocha Shlema Uvotzea Umavarech. Amalei Ma Shimcha. So he says, what's your name? Amalei Shalman. He says, my name is Shalman. Amalei Shalomata Ushlema Mishnascha Shesamta Shalom Bein HaTalmidim. You should be you're a man of peace, and your teaching is complete. You have made shalom between the Talmidim, meaning by coming up with this compromise, you have made shalom. It's a really great thing to satisfy all of the opinions. We had that already, that it's a really great thing to satisfy all the opinions. Rav Papa is the guy that keeps popping up every time there was a machlokas. Is there, do you say this nusach, that nusach? So what do you say? Hilka chamrin l'tarvayu. And when I just learned it in Sota last night, I'm learning with one of my sons, Nesecha Sota, Sota Dav Lamates. Again, it comes up over there. What do you say while the Kohen is reciting Birch Kohanim? A number of Amoraim have different formulations, and guess who pops up? Rav Papa, Hilka Chamrin l'tarvayu. He says, so you say them both. And that's what we saw, that beautiful Ha'ara from Rav Eliashiv, that's why Rav Papa's sons all became Talmidei Chachamim. Not because he was such a Talmid Chacham, but because he had such kavod for Talmidei Chachamim, that he wanted to satisfy all of their opinions. And it's kavod of Talmidei Chachamim that ultimately will cause one's children to want to become a Talmid Chacham.
Someone actually his name, or did he just say it?
Good question. I'm not sure how literally to take that.
Because of what
you do have a lot of times in Shas that people are called based on their teaching, based on something that they say. Rabbi Shua ben Gamla, you know, I think this is that is an example, because he's the one that made the Takana to make a bridge to allow people to connect to places of Talmud Torah. You know, you have things like that. Amrav Papa. Hakol modim bePesach shemeniach prusa b'toch shleim b'botzei. On Pesach, everyone agrees that you take the whole one and the half loaf and you b'otzei at one time. My taima lechem oni k'siv, because it says lechem oni, so you want to make sure you're saying the bracha on lechem oni, on poor man's bread. Amar Rabbi Yava u'b'Shabbos chayev adam l'ftzoa al shtei kikaros. On Shabbos, a person should have two loaves of bread. Obviously, that's lechem mishnah. My taima lechem mishnah k'siv, because the Torah says lechem mishnah, so you should have two loaves of bread. Amar Rav Ashi, chazinu le Rav Kahana dinaketarti ubatochada. He says, I saw Rav Kahana, what he used to do is he would hold two loaves of bread, that then he would only cut one of them. He wouldn't cut both of his lechem mishnah loaves. Rabbi Zeira Rav Batza akula sheirusa. Big discussion, Rishonim, what that means. He was batza akula sheirusa. So some understand that means that he would cut off a large piece so that there was enough for, Rashi says, prusa gedola. He wouldn't just cut up a little slice, a large piece, enough bread that would last him for the entire meal. Other Rishonim understand it means that it's in contrast to the last minhag that we just quoted. We just quoted a minhag that some people would make a hamotzi on two loaves, but then only cut one loaf. So some of the Rishonim understand Rabbi Zeh, I think the Rashba says, Rabbi Zeh Rav Batza Akula Sherusa means he cut both loaves of the Lecha Mishnah. That's how I think the Gra explains the sheet of the Zohar. The Zohar says that a person is supposed to have 12 challahs. The Chassidish Rebbe is that have 12 challahs at the meal. So I think the Gra explains that Zohar, that it's not about having 12 challahs, it's about having three meals on Shabbos, and each meal you have two challahs, and each time you're supposed to cut, according to this, according to Rabbi Zeira, both of them. You cut both of them in half. So if you have three meals, two challahs at each meal, how many challahs is that? Six. And if you cut all six in half, how many halves do you have? 12. So that's what the Gra says. That because the Gra has like a shita that the Zohar never really argues on the halacha. It's just a matter of understanding it properly, where it doesn't go against the halacha, or very rarely. I think by the direction of beds it does, but very rarely do you find that it argues, the Kabbalah argues on the halacha. So, okay. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Valkam is Chazi Kraftanusa. But if you're going to do that, you're going to look like a gluttonous person. You're cutting off this large piece, according to Rashi, or according to the Rashi, we're cutting both loaves. Now you don't have to worry about that because I don't do it the whole rest of the week. I only do it on Shabbos. So everyone knows I'm not a gluttonous person. They know that this is covered Shabbos. I'm doing it for covered Shabbos. Ravami Rabasi Kiavi Misramilu Rifta da Aruva Mivarkmale Motzilecha Mina Aretz. When they got the loaf of bread that was made for the Eruv, that was used for the Eruv, what loaf of bread for an Eruv? Why do you need a loaf of bread for an Eruv? The Eruv Chatzeros. If you're making it, people often think of the Eruv as the strings around the neighborhood. The strings around the neighborhood is what makes the neighborhood surrounded. Once it's surrounded and it's considered a single rishus, we now all have to share a single loaf of bread. We don't use a loaf of bread, we use a box of matzahs. So everyone that lives within that community jointly owns that box of matzahs and is entitled to it, has a right to it. If you want to go find it and you're hungry and you don't have any bread for Shalosh Shuddis, you could demand, I want my portion of the matzahs, and they'll have to get a new box for next week. So the Rav Shach said that Washington Heights used to be a guy every single week with Rav Shach, I want the matzahs, that they have a new box of matzahs every week. So Kevin Misharim, the Rifted Day Ruva, when he got the loaf of bread for the Erev, he would say, I'm Motzilech Menaretz. Amri, hold this up, mitzvah chada, nav be mitzvah chriti. He would say, oh, once we did one mitzvah, we might as well do another mitzvah with it. It was already used for the mitzvah of the Erev, now I'll use it for the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. Let's do some main points over here. What do we have to? On Pesach, we definitely include the broken matzah with the other one because of Lechem Oni. Number four, Rabbi Zeira would cut very generous portions, but only on Shabbos. He would cut very generous portions of bread, but only on Shabbos. And number five, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi would use the Erev bread for Lechem Mishnah so that they could do many mitzvahs with it, in the hopes of doing many mitzvahs with it. Let's get to the two dots. Amar Rav, Tol bruch, enu tzarech levarech. Is someone who cuts the loaf of bread before he eats any of it, and he starts giving it out. He starts saying, "Here, take a piece," and say, "Bruch, take a piece." So even though he spoke, he's not going to have to say another bracha. Normally, speaking is a hefsek, right? By every other halacha, speaking is a hefsek. Over here, it does not require a bracha. It's not considered a hefsek. Havei melech, havei liftan, tzarech levarich. But if he says, bring me salt, or bring me something else that goes with the bread, he will have to say new bracha. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu iviyu melech, iviyu liftan, nami, and tzarech levarich. No, even that is not a hefsek. You don't have to say new bracha. Gavil leturi, tzarech levarich. If he says, gavil leturi, that prepare the food for the oxen, after saying the bracha before eating, he's going to have to say new bracha. That's definitely absent. Rav Sheshes Amar, one second, afilu gavil leturi nami, eino tzarech levarich. That even that you wouldn't have to say new bracha. Dam Rav Yidam Rav, asu la'adam sheyochal, kodem sheyiten machal lebehemto. That is a tzorech su'uda when he says feed the oxen, because a man is not allowed to eat before he feeds his animals. Shenem Rav Nasati Yezu Pesach lebehemtechal v'hadar, v'achalta v'savata. That it says first that you give to your animals and then v'achalta v'savata. So there's a major discussion about that halacha. I had a shayla when I got fish. Do I have to feed my fish before I eat breakfast? Is that like a requirement? Because you got to feed your animals? So it's a question of whether it's just tama halacha that teach you darach eretz, so you should take care of those that rely on you before you take care of yourself, in which case, yes. Or is it that, no, you're going to make their mouth water, you know, that they're going to be watching you eat. They're going to be like, oh, I'm so hungry and he's eating. My fish don't see me eat. I don't think they can see me eat. So if that's the case, and their mouth can't water. So I don't think... that's true as well, but still, even so. So, main point number one over here, offering bread is not a hefsek. Asking for salt is a machlokas, whether it's hefsek. Feeding animals, asking to feed animals is a machlokas, whether it's hefsek. Because you're not allowed to eat before you feed your animals. Okay, we will stop there.